Good evening. Welcome to this gathering of Crossroads Church of Dubai. I'm Alvin Liton and I serve as the pastor ng Crossroads. A couple of announcements that I would like to echo. Unang-una, sermon cards. Kung wala pa ho kayong sermon cards, please request sa ating mga ushers as you leave mamaya after ng service. Ang sermon card po ang magbibigay sa atin ng kaalaman kung ano ang ating mga susunod na sermon series. This helps you prepare kung ano yung next passage, pwede nyong basahin ng mas maaga. And at the same time, pwede nyo rin po i-share sa inyong mga kaibigan para malaman nila kung ano ang ating pinag-aaralan at maanyaanan po natin dito. Pangalawa po, meron po tayong membership class bukas at magaganap po yun sa aming tahanan. We encourage you kung gusto nyo lang matutunan kung anong paniniwala ng Crossroads or kung ano man ang principles behind ng kung anong ginagawa natin sa iglesia, you are welcome ho to come because attending all of these membership classes does not guarantee, or this class particularly, does not guarantee membership. Pero isang first step po towards membership. So ang membership weekender po ay 5 classes rolled into 1. So it will be a fun-filled time na magkakasama kami from 9 a.m. hanggang 3 p.m. So tatlong kainan po yon, agahan, tanghalian, at merienda. At syempre, Sharon pabalik. Yan, pauwi. So, kung interesado po kayo at hindi ko kayo nakaregister sa mga previous weeks, pwede pa rin kayo humabol. Hanapin po si Sally Cruz. Sally, pwede kang tumayo. Ayan po si Sally, siya ang deacon ng ating membership class. Thank you, Sally, and you may approach her after the service. Noong June 2017, ang National Geographic Magazine ay nag-issue po ng isang article na ang pamagat ay Why We Lie, The Science Behind Our Deceptive Ways. Yung palang nakakaakit na, ano? Why We Lie, The Science of Our Deceptive Ways. So sa article po na ito, nagbigay sila ng interesting data tungkol sa motivation kung bakit ang mga tao ay nagsisinungaling. At nais ko sana banggitin ang ilan sa kanila sa inyo ngayong gabi, pero hindi ko na po babanggitin lahat dahil karamihan ho ay yung iba sa presyento neto ay medyo unique po siya, no? Unique psychological o personal na trauma. So hindi siya normative kaya hindi ko siya babanggitin. But let me give you some data ngayong gabi na ito. 14% ng tao ay nagsisinungaling dahil sa avoidance o pag-iwas. Avoidance to escape other people na gusto sila makasama. 14%. Ito po yung madalas na maririnig natin na, tara kita tayo ngayon. Sorry, busy next week. Pagdating na next week, ano, ready ka na? Nako, masama ang pakiramdam. So, avoidance. Okay? Particularly sa mga tao na gusto sila makasama. So, that's 14%. 22%, medyo ito yung pinakamataas, personal transgression. Ang dahilan kung bakit ang tao nagsisinungaling. Ano ibig sabihin po neto? You lie to avoid to be exposed sa mga nagawa mong pagkakamali. So you try not to expose it. 16% economic advantage. We lie to gain financial profit. Nakikita mo tong cellphone na ito. Binebenta ko na sa'yo. Bagong-bago, halos sariwa. Wala pang bagsak yan. Parang murang-mura na yan. Kunin mo na. Pagtingin may lamat sa gilid. Or may crack. So we lie to gain profit. That's 16%. 15% naman is personal advantage. Hindi naman ito sa larangan ng pera. We lie to bring benefits sa buhay natin. Gusto natin ma-promote, gusto natin maparangalan. So yun yung 15%. And yung 8% naman is self-impression. Self-impression. In short, we lie to develop a positive image of ourselves. So, gagawin natin ang lahat para maganda ang tingin sa atin ng tao, o ang imahe natin. Yun po yung data o statistics doon. According naman sa isang manunulat ng Gulf News, published naman the following year, 2018, na okay lang daw magsinungaling ang bata. As a matter of fact, it is good na magsinungaling ang bata. Bakit daw po? Kasi ang ibig sabihin nito, matalino ang bata. Smarte. Madali daw maka-adjust sa situation. Kasi it takes a lot of thinking kapag nagsisinungaling. Which is very interesting. Friends, how about you? Ano ang paniniwala mo sa pagsisinungaling? Ang totoo po niyan, hindi mahalaga na malaman natin kung anong paniniwala ko, kung anong paniniwala ninyo sa pagsisinungaling. Ang mahalaga po is makita po natin kung anong sinasabi ng salita ng Diyos pagdating sa pagsisinungaling. At yan po ang ninth commandment na aralin natin ngayong gabi. We are continuing our sermon series in the Ten Commandments. Dalawa na lang po, ito at saka next week, and then we're done with ten. So, the law, ang Ten Commandments po, as I would give a background, ito po ay galing po sa Panginoon na binigay sa kanyang mga niredeem na tao. God has redeemed a people called the Israelites from slavery sa Egypt, and from there had brought them to Mount Sinai at binigay yung law. God gave these 10 words in order for them to know how to live o mamuhay as redeemed people. The law tells them how to honor and worship God and how they are to exemplify their loyalty or devotion to God by loving their neighbors faithfully. Commandment number 5 hanggang commandment number 10 ay yung second table ng commandment, 10 commandments. Commandment number 5 is God's gift of authority. Commandment number 6 is God's gift of life. Commandment number 7 is God's gift of marriage. 8, which is last week, God's gift of property. And commandment number 9 is God's gift of speech. Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. God is a truth-speaking God. Promise-keeping God and His redeemed are to be loving truth speakers. This topic is divided into 2 points. The God of truth, and number 2, the embodiment of truth. Number 1, the God of truth. Sa legal system ng mga nations noong ancient time, which particularly nations that surrounded the Israelites, kapag may naakusahan ng krimen, sila ay presumed guilty until proven innocent. Medyo baliktad po sa nakasanayan natin sa panahon ngayon. Sa panahon po natin is you are presumed innocent until proven guilty. Kasi nung panahon po na yun, wala masyadong protection in place pagdating sa mga naakusahan. Nakasalalay ito solely sa mga patotoo or testimonies ng mga accusers. Literally, nakataya ang buhay nila sa mga testimonies ng mga taong magsasalita against them or even for them. Kaya ang magbigay ng false testimony laban sa kapwa could result to a severe punishment or even execution nang naakusa. At kadalasan, naaabuso po ang sistema na ito. Naaabuso po ito kahit na ano na lang i-testify, kahit sino na lang ang mag-testify. Kaya po nagkakaroon ng injustices. That's why si Yahweh, in His wisdom and providence, gave the 9th commandment in this particular people, the Israelites. Commandment number 9 primarily relates sa pagbibigay o pagbigay ng testimony sa court of law. Ang pagpapawalang sala ng isang Israelite ay nakasalalay sa mga patotoo o testimonies that are spoken of them. Kapag isang Israelite ay naakusahan ng krimen, siya ay haharap sa jury ng mga elders. At may at least isang witness na kailangan magsabi. Now, kung ang krimen po would result to capital punishment o pagkuha ng kanyang buhay or execution, hindi dapat isang witness lang ang kailangan i-provide. Kailangan dalawa o higit. Kasi nga buhay ang nakataya dito. Sabi sa Numbers chapter 35, verse 30, if anyone kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death on the evidence of witnesses, plural. But no person shall be put to death on the testimony of one witness. So hindi pwede kasi buhay na to eh. Deuteronomy chapter 19 verse 15. A single witness shall not suffice against a person for any crime or for any wrong in connection with any offense that he has committed. Only on the evidence of two witnesses or of three witnesses shall a charge be established. At kapag nahatulan ang kamatayan, ang naaakusahan, which is by stoning, guess kung sinong una ang babato? Yung unang witness. Siya ang unang babato. Bakit po? Kaya kapag ikaw ay nagsinungaling sa iyong witness, yung dugo ng buhay ng tao na ito nasa kamay mo. Okay? Ito ay habang buhay na guilt na dadalin mo. So it is also used as a deterrent to discourage false testimonies. Ngunit kapag napatunayan naman na nagbigay ka ng false testimony, ipapataw sa iyo ang kaparusahan na kung saan na dapat sa inakusahan mo. So kung nagbigay ka ng kasinungalingan sa korte, na which is result of death, at napatunayang mali ka, ikaw ngayon ay papatawan ng kamatayan. Ganun ho how strongly God deals with sin. Nakikita niyo ba kung gaano kabanal ang ating Diyos? A righteous judge. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 18 to 19. The judges shall inquire diligently, and if the witness is a false witness and has accused his brother falsely, then you shall do to him as he had meant to do to his brother. You shall purge the evil from your midst. Kaya pinagbabawal ng Panginoon ang pagbigay ng false testimony. Okay? Especially sa law of court. Sabi nga ni Philip Ryken, the words of a false witness could be fatal. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16, second part ng verse 16. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your courts. So paulit-ulit yan sa Old Testament. Huwag ka magsinungaling kung ikaw ay magwi-witness. Now, hindi lamang sa courtroom drama applicable itong command na ito. Kung ikaw ay madalas namin makasama, alam natin na hindi lang nahihinto yan dito. Alalahanin po natin na ang bawat command sa Decalogue ay mga representation ng particular sins. Again, kay Philip Ryken, ang sabi niya, what the Decalogue forbid is the most extreme form of any particular sin. Murder is the worst kind of hatred. Adultery is the most destructive sexual sin. And so on. Similarly, the ninth commandment forbids the deadliest lie, one that condemns an innocent man for a crime he did not commit. Kaya pinili is yung false witness among many lies. Kasi ito ang pinakamabigat. Buhay ang nakataya. So paano ba natin na-violate ang command na ito, Pastor? Alam ko sa karamihan sa atin nandito dito, hindi na natin pagkakait. Lahat po tayo ay guilty sa pagsisinungaling. Hindi, alam natin, ah, Pastor, hindi ako inosente dyan. Wow, appreciate yung ating modesty at saka honesty. But if we're going to be honest, we even come to a point na we think that there are some lies that are justifiable. That there are lies that we even considered normal. At wala lang. How do we violate the ninth commandment? Let me give you at least seven ways among thousands siguro. Number one, outright lying. Obviously, from that term, alam na natin ang ibig sabihin nito. Ito'y aware ka sa katotohanan, pero ang statement mo taliwas sa iyong paniniwala. You are deliberately bending the truth right in front of the person na kausap mo. And most of the time, yung person na yan ay mahal natin sa buhay. Second, exaggerating. Exage. Narinig nyo na ba yan? Sage ka naman? I mean, we know that lingo. Masyado ka naman exage. Now, ang exaggeration, may katotohanan po yun. There is truth sa mga nabanggit mo, pero dinadagdagan mo lang. No? Dinadagdagan lang natin, na-exage lang natin. Pinalalaki natin, pinagaganda natin, pinalalakas natin. Pinagaganda natin ang sitwasyon o pinapalala natin ang sitwasyon depende sa anumang kwento na dapat favor sa kwento mo, sa sarili mo. Isang magandang example ng exaggeration po sa Bible ay yung kwento sa Acts chapter 5, si Ananias at si Sapphira. Okay? So ano ba ang kwento dito? Early church, growing. Lumalaki yung church upon the thousands, literally, nadadagdagan sila. And people are sharing their goods. Acts 2.42, but tingnan nyo po yun. Nagbebentahan ng lupa, nagtutulungan sa mga, ang mayaman sa mahirap. They're sharing, accommodating one another para magkaroon po ng tulungan. So it's a beautiful picture of the gospel ng early church. So may isang mama na ang pangalan niya ay Joseph, nagbigay ng isang napaka-generous na donation. At dahil sa sobrang generous ang kanyang donation is, nakomend siya. Siya'y nakomend ng mga apostles. At sa sobrang kinomend siya publicly sa church, pinalitan ang pangalan niya. Ang pangalan niya ngayon ay Barnabas. Which is, means the son of encouragement. May mag-asawa na nainggit. So anong ginawa nila? Nagbenta rin sila ng bahay. Si Ananias at saka si Sapphira. Members din sila ng early church. So from time na po yun, is binenta nila at nung nabenta nila ng gusto nilang presyo, na overwhelmed sila sa laki pala ng halaga. So ang sinabi nila sa apostles, ito yung halaga. Kung nabenta ng 10 million, okay, dirhams, o ito, 5 million. Grabe, nabenta namin, apostles, sa inyo na ngayon lahat yan, 100%. Ano? Nagsinungaling sila, in-exaggerate nila. No? So, anong response ng apostles? Basahin natin, Acts chapter 5, verse 16. Sabi ni Peter sa kanya, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last. And great fear came upon all who heard of it. Siyempre, sinundan din siya ng asawa niya. Namatay dito. Ah, alam ko na ang issue dito, pastor, hindi nagbigay ng malaking pera. Ang issue dito, dapat binigay 100%. So ang application, lahat ng tithes ng sweldo natin, ibigay natin 100%, yun ba yun? Hindi po yun yung application dito. It doesn't matter kung 10% o 5% o 3% ang binigay nila Ananias and Sapphira dito eh. Hindi yun ang issue yung halaga. Ang issue dito, they have exaggerated the truth. They lie to God Himself. So friends, when you lie to someone, you are not just fooling the person you're talking to, you're lying against God. Maaring hindi alam ng kausap mo, but God cannot be mocked. So that's exaggeration. Number three, false promises. False promises, Ecclesiastes 5:4-5. When you vow a vow to God, do not delay paying it. For He has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you vow. It is better that you should not vow, that you should not vow and not pay. Of course, in context neto, it's about the Israelites not being faithful sa kanilang commitment sa Panginoon in worship. But it's the same thing in how we are to treat one another. May kasabihan po tayo mga Pilipino na kapag hindi natupad ang pangako, mga pangakong napapako. Huwag po tayong mangako kung wala talaga po tayong intensyon na natuparin ito. Umoo ka na lang pero wala ka namang planong gawin talaga. For the sake of convenience, which is pag-usapan natin mamaya. O kaya naman, pastor, sincere naman ako nung umoo ako. Nakalimutan ko lang. Maari, or baka naman dinedelay lang natin. Kapatid, ang tawag po dyan ay pagsisinungaling. How many times, parents, have we promised sa ating mga anak? And they are really sharp to remember things na galing sa atin. And then come the day na pinangakuan mo, pinaalalahanan ka, o sabi mo ngayon, anong gagawin natin? Pagagalitan pa natin. Di ba? At dahil dyan, hindi na tayo tuloy. Abay, ang galing ng mga magulang, pinaikot sa fair. Kung hindi mo ako ginalit, sana tuloy tayo ngayon, sinusubukan lang kita. Ayan. Repent. apologize sa mga anak. Fourth, flattery. Flattery is a type of lying. Ano pong flattery? Pangbobola. Pangbobola. Ito ay isang form ng pagsisinungaling na you say extremely encouraging and nice things sa isang tao. Yung kanyang appearance, ang kanyang talent, ang kanyang ari-arian, ang kanyang achievements. Ang kaling-kaling mo talaga, boss! Naku, eh kung may boss, alam mo na kung ano. Pag may flattery, laging may kasunod yan eh. May inaabangan ka, nakapalit. So kahit naman hindi totoo, eh pinalalaki mo, nang bobola ka. So men, be careful with your words. Speak truthfully and carefully sa opposite sex, okay? Sa ating mga females. And vice versa, mga females sa men. So wag po na, wag taho tayong magkaroon ng flattery. Ginagawa nila ito in order to win favor. Yun yung motive doon eh. Paul warns the believers in Rome not to trust people na bolero o bolera. Abay, nasa Bible pala. Upo. Kasi ito yung mga matatamis ang mga dila na ito. Ito yung mga false prophet eh. Kabahan na po kayo pag masyadong matamis ang dila. Baka may motibo. Now, I'm not saying be critical. Poetic lang naman ako, pastor, kaya ako ganito magsalita. Sure, Romans chapter 16, 17 to 18. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their appetites by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. So, isuko na natin ang pambabola. Five, slandering or gossip. Interesting, sa Romans chapter 1, verses 29 to 30, hiniwalay po ang slander at saka gossip kasi magkaiba po siya. Sabi, they were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, talking about people who are in the world. Okay? Evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. That is but a picture, a glimpse of a fallen state ng isang tao. Ano bang gossip? Chismis. Napag-usapan na natin ng konti ito last week. Ang gossip po yung mga pag-uusap o balita patungkol sa isang particular na tao. Okay? Na which either hindi naman confirm o totoo. Alam mo ba? Alam na natin yung kasunod doon. Uy, alam, lagi may uy, alam mo ba? Or nabalitaan mo na ba? At eto na ang ating mga friendly marites. Ano, ano yun? Ano yun? Ano yun? Bibitawan yung keyboard. Ano yun? So, careful po. Kasi hindi naman confirm. O baka naman hindi totoo. Ay, pagpagsisinungaling po yun. Eh, basta ako narinig ko lang at hindi nang galing sa akin to. Ha? Pag gano'n na ang lingway, makakabahan na po tayo. Eto, huwag ka na lang maingay. Pag may mga lingon-lingon na sa paligid, alam natin may hindi magandang lalabas sa labi na ito. Okay? So, yun po ang chismis. Slander. Ano po ang slander? Parang pinsan din po niyan chismis eh. Slander ay nagkakalat ng kasinungalingan laban sa isang tao to cause harm or damage sa kanyang reputation. Ito intentional. Okay? At napakadami niya sa social media, hindi po ba? Pag gustong sirain ang reputation ng isang tao, magpo-post lang po. At isang libong comments kaagad ang kasunod. Kahit hindi confirm. Lalagyan lang ng GMA or ABS-CBN, totoo na to! Ito ang sinabi. At dahil, oo nga! Nilalam, may Adobe Photoshop na nagalawan. But careful po if we have slandering lips or medyo mahilig tayo. Ang isang slander naman at saka isang gossip, ang nagchichismis, hindi naman niya alam na siya ay nagchichismis na. Okay? So ito naman, minsan we try to cover it with the words prayer, sharing. Ito may share lang ako kasi kailangan ng kapatiran natin ng prayer. ito ang sinabi. So be careful. Be discerning, brothers and sisters. No? Fault finding. Fault finding is another way to lie. O madalas manise. Nagsisisi ka na naman. Alam mo yun, ang unang magulang po natin, yan ang problema. When they have fallen to sin, and God said, Adam, where are you? I was hiding in the bush because I was naked. Who said you were naked? It was the woman that you gave me. Sinisi niya dalawa, si Eve at saka ang Diyos. Kung hindi mo binigay yung babae rin, di sana. Hindi ako nagtatago sa bush. So, ganun din si Eve. Si serpent! So, why? Because walang pag-amin sa kasalanan. It's always other people's fault. 1 John 1:8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. 7, concealing the truth. Tinatago ang katotohanan. Kung may alam kang katotohanan patungkol sa isang tao, katotohanan patungkol sa isang kasalanan, at hindi po natin kinonfront yun as Matthew 18 directs us, it's a form of lying. Kasi in a way, you are tolerating yung evil behavior by either not saying something or nakikinig ka lang instead na kailangan magsalita ka or even by laughing at it. So if that is the case, then passive siya, pero it's a form of lying. Okay? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips. Ephesians 5:11, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by light, it becomes visible. Do you know something na kailangan i-expose sa light? Something that you need to confess. Something that you need, someone that you need to confront. Huwag ho natin panatilihin ito sa dilim. Dr. Leonard Keeler. Familiar po kayo ron? Dr. Leonard Keeler. Siya po ang inventor ng polygraph machine or known as the lie detecting machine or lie detector machine. There are ang lie detector machine, si Dr. Leonard, he has tested noong time niya 25,000 individuals and concluded that human beings are basically deceptive. Yun ang kanyang conclusion. Mapanlin lang. Or sinungaling. Dito sa Dubai, sa mga hindi nakakaalam, ang paggamit ng machine na ito ay ginawang business. Okay? There are several locations dito sa Dubai that you can go for a lie detector test service. At marami pong nagpapatest po dito. From people, from individuals, companies, to government agencies. Saan nila ginagamit ito? Pastor, well, ginagamit nila ito, ang lie detector na ito, for theft at saka assault, infidelity. Part din siya ngayon ng paternity testing, or yung DNA, chinecheck to see if yung anak na ito ay talagang sa'yo. Part na rin din po yung go ka sa testing ng lie detector na to. Sexual abuse, corrupt corporate investigation, employment screening, terrorism, and even some criminal cases. Ginagamitan po ng machine na ito. Napakadaming dahilan kung bakit ang tao ay nagsisinungaling. Mga kaibigan, anong dahilan kung bakit ka nagsisinungaling? Or let me rephrase that. Anong dahilan kung bakit madalas ka magsinungaling? Nagsisinungaling ka ba because you are hurting? Ayaw natin ipaalam o ipakita ang ating kahinaan? O ayaw natin ipaalam sa tao, taong nakasakit na o nakasakit sa atin o nasaktan natin, na tayo may pinagdadaanan na kabigatan? Are you hurting? Nagsisinungaling ka ba because you are hiding something? We conceal truth, kagaya ng sinabi natin kanina, in fear sa kung ano ang sasabihin ng ibang tao, or fear sa mga consequences regarding sa kasalanan ng nagawa natin? Nagsisinungaling ka ba to get what you want? Nagsisinungaling ka ba to impress others? Gusto mo magbigay ng impression na tayo ay maganda, matalino, edukado? We like to look and sound impressive or interesting. We like to portray an image na tayo ay may prosperous life, wealthy, influential, theological, at saka spiritual. Ito ba ang reason why ang mga Instagram and FB pictures natin is nakikita yung devotional mo? Time with the Lord. Pero yung isang kamay nakaganon. To look spiritual. Or you send amazing quotes, deep theological thoughts to give an impression na malalim ako. No, I'm not saying these things are wrong. There's a time for that. It's okay. Pero this is more of a heart check. Kung anong ginagawa natin sa panlabas would really reflect kung ano nasa loob. Do we lie out of convenience? Like we just say yes sa invitation just to get rid of this person? Friends, we lie. We lie because this is our true nature. That's our true nature. We're liars. Ang dahilan kung bakit parang feeling natin na natural lang ang magsinungaling, it's because by nature, we're liars. That is the fallen, sinful heart of man. Psalm 58 verse 3, even from birth the wicked go astray, from the womb they are wayward, spreading lies. Colossians chapter 3 verse 8 to 9, but now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices. This is Paul reminding the saints in Colossae na hindi na kayo yung dati. Huwag ka na magsinungaling. Isuko mo na yung pagsisinungaling. Ang hirap ano pag nakasanayan natin magsinungaling. Parang second language natin. Parang second nature. Ano ba yan? Nilalagnat ako ngayon. Hindi ako nakapagsinungaling. Di ba? Minsan naiinis na tayo. Frustrated ka na ba sa sarili mo? Galit ka na ba? Madalas naririnig mo ito sa asawa mo. Madalas nakukuha na ng anak mo. Nagagalit ka na rin. Ang galing mo mang bola dati ah. Idol. I pray not. At kung nagpapatuloy tayo sa pagsisinungaling, gina-justify na natin ito, and even pinaniniwalaan na natin ang ating sariling kasinungalingan, then this tells us kung sino talaga ang ama natin. And it's not God. John 8:44. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do the father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. That's one of the reasons why God hates sin. Nature ito ni Satan. It goes against his character. Friends, God included the 9th commandment di lamang to instill justice among His people, but because He is the God of truth. In Him, there is no lie or falsehood. In a culture where lying is normal, God wants His people to reflect His truthfulness. God is a truth-speaking, promise-keeping God. Isaiah 65:16, whoever asks for a blessing in the land will ask for a blessing by the God of truth. And whoever swears in the land will swear by the God of truth. Twice repeated. Deuteronomy 32:4. The rock, his work is perfect. All his ways are just. A faithful God without bias. His righteousness is righteous and true. God is holy. He is not a lying God. He is a truthful God. Hindi siya tulad ng tao na mga sinungaling. Numbers 23:19, hindi ho galing sa akin yan. God is not man that he should lie. All the reasons to trust his promises, hindi po ba? Lahat ng salita ng Diyos ay katotohanan lamang. Psalm 119 verse 160, the sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever. In Exodus chapter 3, God promised Moses that he will set his people free from the slavery ng Israelites sa Egypt, and he promised to bring them out in the land to worship him. And God fulfilled that promise. He redeemed his people from Egypt, and he brought them at the foot of Mount Sinai and gave them the Ten Commandments so that they will know how to worship him. He is a truth-speaking, promise-keeping God. And God is saying that lying is against my character. Lying is evil in my sight. You should not be marked by deceitfulness. They are to be different from the nations surrounding them. Mga kaibigan, tuwing tayo po ay nagsisinungaling, hindi lang natin niloloko ang kapwa natin, kundi ang Diyos na pinagsisinungalingan natin. Ang mga Israelites, tuwing sila ay nagbibigay ng false testimony, they are communicating to the nations around them that the Lord is not delightful, that the Lord is not truthful, that they do not fear God, that they do not know Him, that they do not love Him. Instead, they despise Him. Yun po ang nangyayari rito. If they continue to lie. Mga kaibigan, naisip mo ba na tuwing tayo ay nagsisinungaling, we are communicating to the watching world, we are communicating to our spouse, we are communicating to our relatives, we are communicating to our colleagues, our neighbors, every time we lie, that we despise God? Sa opisina ba natin ay kilala tayong sinungaling? Ayan, lagay mo sa sales yan. Not to talk down on people on sales. I mean, hindi lahat na nasa sales lie. And we praise God for that. Na tuwing tayo ay nagsisinungaling para mukha lang ang gusto, parang mukhang gusto lang na, sorry, tuwing tayo nagsisinungaling para makuha lang natin ang gusto natin, para hindi lang tayo mapahiya o mag-reject, para mapansin lang tayo ng iba, kinukuha natin ang papuri na dapat sa Panginoon. Na, friends, alam mo ba, tuwing nagsisinungaling tayo, na-expose talaga yung nasa puso natin. Na-expose kung ano talaga ang laman ng puso natin. Kung ano ang tunay nating iniibig. Kuno ang tunay at kung anong klaseng pananampalataya meron tayo sa Panginoon. Friends, God is holy and He hates all that are unholy. At ang kasinungalingan ay isa sa Kanyang kinamumunghian. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19. There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to Him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that makes haste to run to evil, a false witness who bears out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. Kasama siya sa listahan. Proverbs 12:22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are His delight. Psalm 51 verse 1, you destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful men. Why am I reading verse after verse about God, His holiness, and how He views lying? so that it would be clear sa atin from His Word that it's not okay to lie. Na hindi po cute kapag si Junior ay nagsisinungaling. Na it's not cool when you're 2 or 3 years old started to give lies. Don't laugh. Don't encourage. He abhors it. He is disgusted by it. He hates it. Yun yung language. Kasi it contradicts His character. All sorts of lies doesn't matter kung white lie to or blue or pink. Doesn't matter. Lie is a lie. Kaya hindi po dapat tayo natatawa sa mga kasinungalingan. Naalala natin ang Genesis chapter 3 na kung saan matatagpuan natin ang unang false witness. Satan. The first false witness. Who inserted lies and deception sa unang tao? Did God really say? Isang tanong lang. He just needs one question to insert His lies. At mula noon, after ng fall, ang katotohanan o truth para sa tao ay kung ano sa tingin niya ang truth. Man now defines truth kung ano man ang gusto kong tawaging truth. Whatever they see fit. Mga kapatid, kung tayo ay may nakatampuhan o samaan ng loob dito sa crossroads, and imbis na lapitan natin sila, and to reconcile, and to confront, and to reconcile yung relationship according sa Matthew 18, ang ginawa natin ay iniwasan natin sila, hindi natin sila pinansin, ang ginawa natin ay, dahilan kung bakit hindi tayo nakakatin ng church, or hindi ako nakakapag-serve sa ministry, and then may lumapit sa'yo na isang member or elder, tinanong, bakit ganito ang iyong kinikilos? And then ang isasagot mo is this, ay, wala lang, Pastor. Pagod lang ako. Ay, wala lang, Pastor. Masama lang ang pakiramdam ko. Ay, Pastor, wala lang kasi may pinagdadaanan lang. If ito yung sagot po natin, you are lying to that person. You are lying to yourself. And you are lying to God who sees your heart. Kapag ganito po tayo, hindi po tama. And get this, kung ganito po ang language natin, hindi po tama ang puso ninyo sa Panginoon. We have to repent. O kaya naman kapag nabisto na tayo na nagsisinungaling tayo, no? Kapag, nagsisinungaling ka, ganyan. Uy, kuno, joke lang. Parang anong binibila, nung nagkabistuhan na, sinasabi mo, joke lang yon. Alam mo ba na hindi na natutuwa ang Panginoon doon? Proverbs 26:18-19. Meron din sa Bible. Like a madman or baliw who throws flaming darts and deadly arrows, so is the person who deceives his neighbor and says, joke lang. Wow. Totoong-totoo yung Bible na. Pastor, paano kung ang pagsisinungalingan namin ay sa ikabubuti. Paano kung ito ay makakaligtas ng buhay? Hindi ba justifiable yun? Ito yung common argument against truth speaking. May tatlong argument po dito. Una-una si Rahab at yung 2 spies. Nagsinungaling si Rahab sa Joshua chapter 2 at tinulungan niya tumakas ang 2 spies. And God commended her, yun ang sabi. So, pwede pala. How about yung mga Hebrew midwives sa Exodus chapter 1 nung pinapa-abort ni Pharaoh ang mga baby ng mga Hebrew women kasi nga dumadami yung population ng mga Israelites, nagsinungaling ang mga Hebrew midwife. Ay sa hindi ko na pa ilaglag kasi pagdating ko sa bahay nila, nanganak na kahit hindi. Tinulungan pa nila mga anak. So because of that, God blessed them at nagkaroon sila ng anak. So paano yon? O isa pa, isang hypothetical question. Paano kung ang buhay ay nakataya? Ang buhay mo ay nakataya o buhay ng ibang tao nakataya. Kailangan ko ba magsabi ng totoo? And that can be true in our context. Just to remind you. Allow me to answer it this way. Una, kay Rahab. Rahab was not commended sa kanyang pagsisinungaling. but by her faith sa pag-welcome ng two spies. Joshua 6:17. Hebrew midwives, hindi ho sila binless ng Panginoon dahil sa kanilang pagsisinungaling, but because of their faith, they feared God. Exodus 1:21. Sila po ay binless ng Panginoon despite sa kanilang mahinang pananampalataya. Yes, these are weak faith people. Kasi nagsinungaling sila eh. Okay? Pero God in His mercy and grace and His sovereign will, He blessed them yung sa kanilang faithfulness, hindi sa kanilang kasalanan. Okay? Wala pong nabanggit na okay lang magsinungaling basta situational lying. Wala akong approval ang situational lying sa scripture. Okay? Yun ang reason po, that's why I build an argument ng series ng holiness ng Panginoon. Because He is not a God who lies. Nor does He tolerate lying. Ito, isang common hypothetical situation which is madalas ko naririnig ito sa mga kwento, sa preaching, tsaka sa libro. Paano kung buhay ang nakataya? Gaya ng Nazi Germans, kunyari, nung panahon, nung kaguluhan pa, na hinahunting nila ang mga Jews, at ang gagawa nila is kinakatok nila ang bawat bahay at dadakipin ang mga Jews at ilalagay sa isang concentration camp para gawing alipin o eksperimentan o patayin. So, paano yon? So, honestly, some theologians disagree po sa point na ito. Some respectable, notable theologians disagree sa kung paano. Some would say it's okay situational lying. Basta ganito yung case. Some would say no, all throughout no sa lying. So, how do we stand? Maaring nandun ka sa isa sa dalawang stand na yon. Okay? Sa libro ni Corrie ten Boom, if familiar po kayo sa pangalan na yan, yung sa libro na sinulat niya, The Hiding Place, okay? Yun ang pangalan ng kanyang libro, may mga Nazi Germans na kumatok sa pintuan ng kanyang kapatid na babae. Okay? Pinatuloy niya ang mga Nazi Germans na ito at tinanong kung meron ba siyang tinatago ng mga Jews. Ang sagot mismo ng kapatid ni Corrie is yes, meron. So ano po nangyari? Dahil sa kanyang honesty, sinabi ng Nazi, I'm really impressed. You have a God. Sige, nila namin kukunin. Hindi po, dinakip sila. Dinakip sila, mga Jews, nilagay sa concentration camp, not knowing kung ano mangyayari. Maaring mamatay na sila, pahirapan sila, i-torture. We don't know. Pero ano po nangyari? After a few moments, may dumating po ng mga Dutch resistance at sinugod po yung mga Nazi Germans and from there, naligtas po sila. Pinakawalan sila. Ano po ang point nito? Every time you speak the truth, you will be rewarded? Absolutely not. If you speak the truth, you know you will be persecuted. If you speak the truth, you know you will be hated. If you speak the truth, you're not the most famous people sa lugar ninyo, sa office nyo. If you speak the truth, it can cost yung relationships ninyo. So hindi totoo na nagbigay ka ng truth, everything will be all right. Hindi po. Sa mata ng isang banal na Diyos, lying is never acceptable sa Kanya, including situations like this. Bilang mga mananampalataya, and this is sometimes we forget the theology of suffering. Bilang mga mananampalataya, we are called to obey the Lord regardless kung ano man ang circumstances na mangyayari sa atin. We are called to obey. We are called to trust Him kahit tayo ay magsasuffer. Kasi we are leaving the results, the consequences to God. As we obey God's word, as we obey God's will, we are entrusting our very lives sa Kanya. Hindi ho madali maging isang Kristiyano because you will suffer, sabi ni Jesus. Sabi ni Paul sa buhay niya. Because we're not from around here. Transient lang tayo rito para mga nagtatrabaho sa Dubai because our true home is with the Lord. That's why we sound na hindi taga rito. And I hope we don't sound like na taga rito. We need to obey the Lord even to the point of losing our lives. Kasi po, lying or being deceptive is trying to take control of the consequences ng life mo. But if we speak the truth, we're leaving the consequences to the Lord, who is sovereign and good. Mga kaibigan, God will not judge ang ating mga action. Hindi lamang niya ginajudge yung action natin, pati yung puso natin, nakikita niya. Psalm 101 verse 5. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Ano ibig sabihin nito? Mabigat po ito. Ultimo po na ikaw na mag-isa sa kwarto, na nagmumuni-muni ka, pumasok sa puso mo, na nagagalit, nag-slander ka sa isipan mo, sa kapwa mo. Even God will judge that. It's not just the things that we speak out sa ating mga labi, it's the heart. Kasi that's an evidence of what kind of a heart that we have. Out of the abundance of our hearts, the mouth speaks. Mga kaibigan, gaya ng mga Israelites, lahat tayo have violated the ninth. All have intentionally spoke lies, exaggerated, gave false promises, spoke flatteries, slandered, gossiped, intentionally lied. We never admitted to the truth. So we blame other people sa ating mga mistakes. We kept truth in the dark. That's us. That's our story. That's our problem. And we don't rejoice in the truth, but in deception. Revelation 21 verse 8. But as for the cowardly, and here's the judgment, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. It is true, yung mga naririnig natin, all liars go to hell. Yan ang warrant. Yan ang basis. Anong pag-asa natin kung lahat tayo nagsisinungaling? Sino ang pag-asa natin? We need someone who perfectly embodies the truth, which is number two and last. Friends, do you know that to know God in a saving way is to know the truth? To know God in a saving way is to know truth. Ephesians 1:13, in Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Titus 1:1, Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth. John 7:18, the one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of Him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood. Sa Isaiah 53, it was promised that there will come a time that a suffering Savior will come and die for our sins. Friends, the truth-speaking, promise-keeping God kept that promise through Jesus Christ. John 14:6, I don't see any Christ. I am the way, the truth. Friends, Jesus is the embodiment of that truth. Jesus is the true faithful witness who did not speak and teach truth, did not just speak truth and teach truth, but lived truth. When Jesus was brought to Pilate for questioning, anong sinabi ni Jesus Christ? John 18:37, I have come into the world to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. This is His grace kay Pilate. Pero anong response ni Pilate? What is truth? Friends, Jesus never lied in His life, but He was accused by false witnesses and was sentenced to death by liars on the cross. Si Jesus ay namatay at nabuhay muli upang makita natin ang katotohanan na ang ating kasalanan ay binayaran ni Kristo. Friends, stop believing the lie that we can save ourselves and turn to the truth that Jesus paid it all. Sa mga nagtiwala kay Kristo at ang ginawa niya sa krus, binigyan niya tayo ng bagong buhay, bagong puso, bagong layunin. 1 Corinthians 13:6, rejoice at wrongdoing. Sorry, we no longer rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. As Christians, kailangan din po natin i-embody ang katotohanan na ito bilang mga niligtas ng Panginoon Jesucristo. Those who have repented from their sins and trusted Christ, we should embody that truth. I'll give you 3 quick applications and then we're done. Number 1. Hindi ko pa nalagay ito sa PowerPoint, it's my fault. Truth without love is moralism. Truth without love is moralism. As mentioned, ang fulfillment ng law is love. Love for Christ at saka love for others. Tama po na bilang isang iglesia, we should uphold the truth of the gospel. We should uphold true doctrines. We should speak about it. We should teach it. Kailangan po natin gawin yun. We should be strong pagdating sa truth and doctrines. Ngunit kung i-call out natin ang ating mga kapatiran sa kanilang pagkakamali o kasalanan, o papayuan ang salita ng Diyos ang ibang para mapaalalahanan, pag wala itong pag-ibig, pag without pointing them to Christ and His gospel, walang patience, walang grace, walang mercy, and wants change now, na ito lang ang tanging paraan para magbago ka, marahil tayo po ay nagiging legalistic. Yun po ibig sabihin nun. Ang moralism ay isang false gospel na ang paniniwala, ang pag-asa at pagbabago ng isang individual ay mareresolba lamang sa pagbabago ng kanyang actions at saka ang kanyang attitudes. Hindi po totoo yun. Moralistic po yun. Moralistic gospel yun. Naniniwala po tayo si Kristo lamang ang pwedeng magbago ng puso ng isang tao at mag-transform ng kanyang buhay. So if we are to speak truth sa mga kapatiran sa Crossroads, speak truth with love, pointing them to the gospel. Second, love without truth, baliktarin naman natin, love without truth is empty sentimentalism. Love without truth is empty sentimentalism. On the other side naman, if we define Christian love as pakikisama sa ating kaibigan, kamag-anak, o taong ka-close natin, kahit lalabagin natin ang katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos, this is not love. This is not Christian love. This is not the love from the Lord. This is a love of the world. Christian love ay lovingly confronts false teachers, correct error, address and discipline sin. Christian love is also willing to take risk na ma-reject, ma-discipline, ma-ridicule, ma-mock, mag-suffer in relationship for the sake of the truth of the gospel. So love without truth is empty sentimentalism. Pakisamahan na lang. Makisama ka na lang. Alam na namin mali yan, pero kapatid mo yan eh. Oo na, sige na, kap, may utang na loob tayo dyan eh. Third and last, Christ's love is best displayed in His church family. Christ's love is best displayed in His church family, where the truth in love is best displayed in the singing and the reading and in the praying and preaching and communing of God's Word and seeing the gospel through the ordinances of baptism and Lord's Supper. Later on, we can exemplify such love sa ating merienda fellowship. So please stay. Unahin nyo na yung kape para hindi kayo undokin, okay? Let's conclude. Don't be a solo Christian. Be a part of a church. You want to check out Crossroads? Come to our membership class tomorrow. As we love each other truthfully and advance the gospel as a body faithfully, may we adorn Christ to the watching world. Crossroads, may our gospel witness be true till our Redeemer returns or until He takes us home. God is true, is a truth-speaking, promise-keeping God, and His redeemed are to be loving truth speakers. Let's pray. Salamat, Panginoon, at minulat niyo kami sa katotohanan, at yung katotohanan na yan ay si Kristo. Sa kanyang kaligtasan, kami po will never be the same. Help us, Father, to speak truth, to live the truth, not just as an individual person, but as a corporate body, so that we would make Christ look beautiful in this truthful living. I pray for our mga kaibigan dito who heard the gospel, will you save them? Will they repent from lies and embrace the true Savior to save them? In Christ's name we pray. Amen.